Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good Saturday morning to you, the final Smart Garden Show of the year 2024. And helping you out this morning, Master Gardener Teresa Rooney. Happy New Year, Teresa.
Happy New Year, Denny, and everyone out there at Radioland.
Yeah, let's see what it's going to bring. I wanted to ask you, with this rain, and it's been raining.
It's been raining in December in Minnesota.
And I'm wondering about the lawns. I don't walk on my yard, not at least not on purpose these days. But is it frozen enough for this stuff to run off? I'm thinking of some folks like me who did some dormant seeding. What's happening with this? Is this good or bad?
So worried about everyone who did dormant seeding. If your grass is frozen and if you see that the rain is running off, it's possible some of that seed has been taken away too. I don't know if you want to replace it once we get cold again or if you just want to try again next year. If your ground is frozen or you just have a bunch of snow on the top, you're fine. Don't worry about it. But I have been worried about that too with the warm, and that's in air quotes, weather. I just don't know what's going to happen to that grass seed, because if it gets so wet and it stays warmer, it can start to mold or die or whatever, or get washed away or get eaten by the birds because now it's visible.
Yeah.
So
I wonder too if, and it's always great to water our plants and shrubs.
Yes.
I wonder, I'm hoping that a lot of this stuff will indeed soak in.
Well, you know, and then that means then that the ground is not frozen. So if the ground is frozen, the water just rushes off and goes in. It takes all the debris on top of the soil. You know, if you put down extra fertilizer or salts or anything like that, that just gets washed right into our storm systems, which for the most part get washed into our lakes and rivers. So we want to be really careful about that. But if the ground is sort of soft, then hopefully it can recharge some of the water that might be needed for the plants, especially our evergreens. So it's just whatever is going on in your yard, how hot the sun was in your yard. Do you have big shade areas where maybe the ground is still frozen? It's just who knows what's going on in everybody's yard. It's
pretty strange. Well, let's invite our listeners to join in on the conversation. If you have any kind of a lawn or garden question, we do this. We talk lawns and gardens 52 weeks a year here on CCO and our Smart Garden Show. Call us or text us if you want to chat with Teresa. Great. If you just as soon send your question via text, that's good too. Either way, here's the number, 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. Here's one. How do you propagate passion flowers? Texture says, I have some of the vines and they bloom in the summer. The flowers might have one seed per flower.
Wow. I don't know offhand. I would probably head over to the Florida extension website and look there since it's a tropical vine. Otherwise, I might try soft cuttings and starting them in water or a Forsyth pot or in wet sand or something like that. Try starting them in softwood cuttings. That's what I would probably try. If you've got this seed, again, I don't know how viable the seeds are. I don't know if they got fertilized, if you harvested them when they're ripe, or if you harvested them too early. But you could try the seeds too, and maybe instead of planting them, take them in a paper towel and get the paper towel damp, and then just put that damp paper towel inside of a Ziploc bag where you close it almost all the way, and then put it in a warm place, like on top of the fridge or someplace where the cats and dogs and grandchildren and children can't get to it. And then just keep checking it, and I have no idea how long it takes to germinate. So you would have to look that up online.
All right. Looks like someone received a Meyer lemon tree for a gift, a holiday gift. How can I take care of this?
Okay, first of all, go to the Extension website, extension.umn.edu, and you can find some information on growing citrus in the house. Otherwise, what it's going to need is the brightest lights you can give it. You probably want to give it additional light, like a grow light, something like that. And warm area in your home, so not a chilly area, not something that's going to be in the drafts, not right next to a heater where it blows hot, dry air on it. You want just a nice warm environment, maybe 65, 70, 75, something like that, depending upon how warm you keep your house. But I think the bright light would be very important. Keep the soil average moist and check it frequently for scale, because our citrus in the house are very susceptible to an insect pest called scale, S-C-A-L-E. And again, you can find information on the website about that.
That's a great website for a lot of information, extension.umn.edu. Our friends here on the show and the other colleagues at the University of Extension do a great job of putting forth so much work and info on that. I remember when we tried a Meyer lemon tree, and mm-hmm. we had some success. I mean, they actually were some fruit on there, and the,
right.
when the flowers, the smells great. But I think, as I recall, there were what do you call those gnats?
Oh, fungus gnats.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. seemed to harbor a bunch of those critters. They're kind of like fruit flies.
They're like fruit flies, only they're on your plants. And there are ways to get rid of them or to minimize having them in your house. Again, the Extension website is a great place to find that information. Basically, they're little flies, little gnats, that like to lay their eggs in the very top of the soil. So if the soil stays moist, then the eggs can hatch, and the larvae then will turn into fungus gnats. If there's too many, they could start eating the roots. Normally, they don't damage the plant that way. They're just annoying. So if you can dry out that top part of the soil a little bit, that will help. But the website would have great information, other options that you can try on that.
Very good. This is your chance to get some answers from Master Gardener Teresa Rooney, absolutely free. All it takes is for you to call if you want to chat with Teresa. Yes, she doesn't charge.
I don't charge very much, no.
Mm-mm. Or send Teresa a text. Either way, let's hear from you this morning. 651-461-9226. We'll take this quick break and be back on the other side. I can tell you we've moved to 34 degrees. That's kind of typical this hour, this time of year especially. We drop a couple of degrees, but we will be heading to near 41 today. Looking outside earlier, saw some dense fog. You may be seeing the same thing. Keep that in mind, because even overnight there'll be some patchy fog, maybe even widespread dense freezing fog. So keep that in mind. We drop to 30 overnight, and for your Sunday tomorrow, near 38, the daytime high. Right now, 34 from News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And welcome back to our Smart Garden Show here every Saturday in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Master Gardener Teresa Rooney answering any kind of a lawn or garden question you might have. Call us, text us, 651-461-9226. Teresa, speaking of phone calls, we have one from Mary. Mary's calling in from Inver Grove Heights, I believe, today. Hi, Mary. What is your question for Teresa?
question about a rubber plant, an indoor rubber plant. I have been growing one for, it started out about 12 inches tall, and I've had it for 6 years, and it's probably 12 feet tall right now.
Oh, my goodness.
It keeps growing bigger and bigger, and I've had to make other plants out of it because it's too tall for my ceiling in my house.
Yep.
And I'm afraid to cut it down, but I some of the leaves are starting to turn yellow and drop off. So I'm wondering if it's better for me to cut it down or what I'm doing wrong.
Okay. You're probably not doing anything wrong. That plant wants to be about 40 to 60 feet tall. So it's going to be a fight to keep it small. You can prune it back. And I would assume that the leaves that are starting to turn yellow are probably at the bottom, which is normal. They're older leaves. They might not be getting the correct amount of light. So I would go ahead and prune it back a little bit. You may also want to think about doing a root pruning on it, where you take it out of the pot and cut some of the roots on the sides and the bottom off and put it back in the pot with fresh soil. That will help to keep it smaller because you're cutting off some of the roots and it'll balance out the top a little bit. But good for you on growing it. Whatever you're doing so far to get it 12 feet tall, you know what you're doing, so be confident in that. And go ahead and do some pruning back on it. That would be just fine for it. Good luck with that.
Thanks, Mary. Appreciate the call. Yeah, if you want to call Teresa, that'd be great. Or if you'd rather put your question in the form of a text, 651-461-9226. Text came in a bit ago saying, once the Christmas cactus has, Christmas cactus questions, has flower buds, how do you keep the energy of the plant going so all the buds will actually bloom?
So the buds are attached very gently, so don't move the plant. Make sure it's in an area where it's not going to be brushed and knocked against as you go by, or in a very drafty area. Maybe you don't want to put it on top of a radiator. You don't want to put it right by the door. You want it to be as still as possible. Just keep watering it, and then once you start to see those flowers, you can give it a very light fertilizing, maybe a quarter strength when you water it. But just do the same amount of watering that you've been doing all this time to get it to that point, the same soil moisture, and just don't brush by it, and it should just bloom beautifully for you. Good luck.
What are some of the issues, the problems, maybe the things that we who are not master gardeners with our houseplants, what kind of mistakes do we make? Overwatering, underwatering, all of the above? What are some of the common errors that some of us make?
You know, most people are too nice to them. They're overwatering them. So make sure that you're just watering the correct amount. You don't want the plants to sit in water. You want them to have a good drink and then let them dry out a little bit. Depending upon what kind of a plant they are, it depends upon how long you let it dry out. Putting it in too hot of a room or putting it in a draft right above a register or on the radiator, so that's too hot for the plants. And our air in our homes is very dry in the wintertime, so if you can add some humidity to that plant, group your plants all together. Put them on pebble trays. Don't worry about misting them. The misting only works for like 15 minutes, so that really doesn't help. And then do inspect your plants frequently. Insects show up amazingly in the middle of Minnesota, in the middle of winter, from heaven knows where. And suddenly your plants that are a little bit stressed are very susceptible to insect infestation. So it's easy to catch a lot of these early if you pay attention. Watch for the spider mites and the mealybugs and the scale. Not that you're going to have them naturally, but just watch for them and be prepared. What am I going to do? How can I take care of this plant? And again, go to the Extension website, extension.umn.edu, to look up what you can do for your houseplants. And just grow those houseplants. They're so beautiful, and you'll get a lot out of them. But you don't have to hover over them and take care of them like that.
Okay.
Back off a little bit.
Good info. Texter says this, my Christmas cacti are not blooming this year. What have I done wrong?
Christmas cactus need a difference, or all the three cactus, the Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter, they need a difference between night and day of about 10 degrees in temperature, a little cooler at night, warmer during the daytime. And they also need a difference in the light. The light has to be starting to be reduced, which normally happens for us in the fall. So usually if you're not going to get the blooms, it's because they didn't get that difference in day and night. Think of years and years ago when our parents and grandparents had Christmas cactus that were huge and bloomed. It was probably right near an east window, and those windows were really leaky. It got very chilly. Or people would bring their cactus out in the summertime and let them enjoy it, and then they'd maybe leave them out maybe a little too long in the fall, and they got some cooler nights. But those cooler nights helped to set the buds. So think about how you can initiate that budding by the 10 degrees in temperature, difference between night and day, and then just a little of a difference in light. That really helps.
Very good. Texter says this, Teresa, our fiddle fig trees started out as an 8-inch single stem. Now it is a 6-foot single stem. How do I get it to branch out?
You could try pruning the growing point, just like you would if you were growing any kind of plant or tree outside. You can cut it back a little bit, prune off that growing tip, and then it should start to bud out and send out branches on the side. That's how most trees start to grow. 6 feet isn't that tall for them not to branch out a lot. I don't think they branch out a huge amount right away. So sometimes it's just also a matter of age. But good for you to get that fiddly fig going. That's wonderful.
Another listener, Teresa, wants to know, is now a good time to prune a magnolia tree or a bush and a couple other items too? What about pruning magnolias or anything this time of year?
Well, think about when your magnolia blooms. It blooms first thing in the spring. That means it already has the buds set for the flowers. Now, if you don't care about that, it's okay to prune. However, if you're growing your magnolia for those pretty flowers in the spring, you want to do minimal pruning, because everything you prune, you're possibly cutting off flower buds for next year. So think about that. That would be the same for your azaleas and rhododendrons and mock oranges, your magnolias. Everything that blooms right away in the spring, your lilacs, all of those already have their flower buds set. So you don't want to prune those at this time. Your other trees, like if your maples or something like that, you can go ahead and prune. I probably wouldn't be touching oaks or elms or ash trees right now. I'd wait till it gets a little colder for those guys. Just to be on the safe side. It's going to be 41 degrees.
Yeah.
Things can happen out there. It's wet. Things can happen. I probably wouldn't be pruning it. But again, the Extension website will give you really good information when to prune and when not to prune your plants. And there's no law that says you can't prune. You just have to know there's consequences if you prune at the wrong time.
Yeah, check it out on the, Teresa says, on the web, extension.umn.edu. Hang on, Teresa. We're going to take a break for this, at least initially, warm forecast and a cloudy one, too. But things will be changing a bit temperature-wise, so stand by for that. And if you have any kind of a lawn or garden question, now is your chance. Ask the Master Gardener, Teresa Rooney, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. We'd love to hear from you this morning here on Newstalk A30 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to our Smart Garden Show here on CCO every Saturday on the 8 o'clock hour. This morning, Master Gardener Teresa Rooney answering any kind of a lawn or garden question you might have, either by phone or by text, as usual, 651-461-9226. We always like to do, and today's no exception, I think, especially this time of year when we get so many folks are visiting friends, family, coming in from out of town. Great place to take them is the Arboretum, right?
It's a wonderful place to go. There's lots going on out there. The winter lights are going on out there at night, obviously. There's hikes. There's all kinds of wonderful things. There's a New Year's Eve event that you can get tickets for. There's a wellness fair on the 11th of next January. There's all different kinds of things, wonderful food out there, great catering out there, and then also some beautiful art, if you really need some green stuff, you could go into the conservatory and just enjoy the plants, whatever's flowering up there, and see the beautiful ferns and the orchids and the beautiful plants they have. Or just take a hike on 3 Mile Drive. If it's open, sometimes you can drive it. It depends when they close it or open it, depending on the weather. So if you're out there, if you're out walking, just be careful with the refreezing rain and snow that we've been having. Just be careful. But there's all kinds of things to do. And I would think if you're a photographer, there's great photography options out there. There's classes to take. So there's all different kinds of things you can do. With the photography, there may be restrictions on what you can do with those photographs afterwards. So double check with the Arboretum if you have to get some special permission to take photography. But if it's just for your personal use, that's not a problem. You can see what those big trees look like naked in the middle of winter if you want to get that elm tree or that pine. What will it look like in the middle of winter when it's an established tree? Just great things to do out at the Arboretum.
Yeah.
There's so much.
Any time of the year is a great time.
Mm-hmm. And bring the kids out there and let them run and let them use up some energy.
And, get them looking at the various pieces of nature out there, too.
Exactly.
Now, I should say that I would get online. You should check it out online first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And go from there. Or become a member, even. That would be even fun.
Definitely become a member. But, yes, go online and see what's going on. There may be restrictions or there may not be restrictions, depending upon what the weather is doing, what you can do that day. There's snowshoeing and all kinds of stuff, but obviously we don't have snow, so that might not work for you. So double check with the website.
Yes. You might want some snorkeling gear with the weather later. Who knows?
And a wetsuit
yeah,
that will keep you warm.
For sure. Yeah, good point. All right, let's get back to some texts and phone calls. If you have any kind of a lawn or garden question, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. My mom's approximately 40-year-old peony plant was moved locally from her garden to ours about 10 years ago when their house was sold. One of her grandkids would like to have it or have part of it somehow. What time of year would be the best to divide it and ship it, express mail, of course, to North Carolina? Any special tips for a successful, quote, operation?
Okay, first of all, you want to do the moving of the plant in mid to late August. That's what you would want to do. I don't know if there are restrictions for shipping live plant material from Minnesota to North Carolina. You would have to check with the North Carolina Department of Agriculture and make sure that there's nothing restricting you there. But otherwise, you dig up the plant, take off some of the plant that you need. You'll find that on the growing root ball, there are pointy things, that's so descriptive. There's little points, and they're usually red, and those are the growing points. Try to get at least 3 of those in a group, and then take that part off and send that on its way. You can cut back the leaves that are above ground because they won't make it through shipping. Then replant the plant at the same depth or a little bit higher in your current yard. And down in North Carolina, plant it a little bit the same depth or a little bit higher. I don't know how peonies fare in North Carolina. I think they do okay down there. They don't need, they should be okay depending upon what zone it is in North Carolina. But I would definitely double check first with the Department of Agriculture in North Carolina to make sure there's no restrictions that you can send plants. You may need to wash off all the soil or something like that, but they will tell you what you need to do. And once you've divided the peony and sent it on, understand it could be up to 3 years before either of those two peonies bloom again, because they don't like to be disturbed. They have a very deep root system and they don't like to be disturbed. Good luck with that.
All right. Yeah, good luck. Tester says this: my husband got me a bunch of those metal raised garden bed kits. He disassembled our old garden beds last fall and saved a lot of the soil. Will it be okay to reuse that soil, even though it's pretty old? Over the years, I had amended it, but now it's just in large bags with weeds growing on top. What do you think?
Well, I'd probably get the weeds out of there as much as you can, but it's certainly fine to go ahead and use that same soil. You may want to amend it with, you can buy raised bed gardening soil. You could buy some of that from your local garden center, and then maybe throw in some compost too to give it a little more organic matter. But I would probably try to clean out the weeds as much as you can, and understand that in the soil that you have now, there may be a large weed bank or seed bank. So you may be fighting weeds for a little while till you can get that under control. But a year or two of good weeding, whenever you see weeds coming up in the soil, will really get you ahead of that. And then disturbing the soil once you get past that as little as possible. Obviously, you're not going to rototill it, so you're just going to be using a hand trowel or something like that. So you'll be just fine. But there may just be just a flush of weeds the first 1 or 2 years as that soil settles down and that weed bank that seed bank is depleted from the area that you leave on top of the soil. Good luck with that.
All right. This texter says this, Teresa, I have an aloe vera plant that has grown up, down, and back up again out of the pot. How would I repot it so the plant can be straight again?
It probably won't be straight. It's just kind of, they grow funky like that. They just kind of flop. They don't get the hot sun that they would normally get in their natural environment, so they kind of crawl along the ground a little bit, which is sort of normal if you think about it. Growing tall up, they're not going to be able to propagate themselves, but if they tip over onto the ground and then that area can root out onto soil, it can create another plant and another plant, so they can kind of propagate themselves there. You may want to trim it back a little bit and take some, maybe start some cuttings and have those be more upright looking for you. But this is going to need a big heavy pot, maybe a clay pot or something like that, and just plant it and grow it as best as you can. You can try staking it a little bit if you want, but they just get a little wonky sometimes. And just look at it as a piece of architecture in your home, and it's got its own personality. Call it Freddy, and you'll be fine.
All right. Here's an interesting text, Teresa. Is there any place to donate healthy plants that have outgrown your house? I have a jade that is about 5 feet wide, 6 feet tall. We put it outside every summer, and it flowers when we bring it in. What about donating healthy plants?
Oh, that sounds beautiful. You could talk to some public areas. Maybe talk to your local librarian if there's somebody there that wants to take care of it. Some of the senior high-rise centers or nursing homes may want it. They have enough going on, too, so they may not be able to take care of it as well. You could also do a buy nothing or put it on Nextdoor or a Facebook buying group, and someone could take it there. You won't know how they'll take care of it, but hopefully they'll do something right. Before you do that, you may want to take some cuttings off of it so that you can start some small plants if you want to remember the big plant by. So you can get some small plants cuttings going, maybe for family and friends, and then send the big plant on its way to a better home. But those might be some buy nothing groups, Nextdoor, Facebook, and then also just contact local nursing homes and places like that to see if they would want a big plant.
Yeah, that's a good idea. If you're just joining us, Master Gardener Teresa Rooney answering those lawn and garden questions this morning here on CCO, 651-461-9226. We're going to take a quick break, be back with more questions and answers here on this final show of 2024. We now have 34 degrees. There's a lot of dense fog in some areas, really thick in some areas. We're expecting highs 41 today, and here in the Twin Cities tomorrow around 38, but definitely cooling off the rest of the week. Again, fog 34 from News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. Welcome back to our Smart Garden Show here every Saturday in the 8 o'clock hour. Thanks to Master Gardener Teresa Rooney with us this morning answering those questions. You know, Teresa, we talk about the university website, extension.umn.edu. What else is going on there?
Excuse me. There's so much going on the website. They do a good job of putting lots of articles on, but they are also they also offer a lot of education. So right now you can sign up for, it's a whole week of webinars, one a day. You can sign up and get them, and they're free. They're talking about climate change, non-traditional lawns, replacement trees, planning food forest, and then working with Integrated Pest Management, IPM. So they're free webinars. So I just love that. And any of you master gardeners out there, you're freaky learners like me too. You love to learn stuff. So if you're just one of those people that like to learn, go ahead and sign up for these. They're free webinars. Take them as you need them. If all of them don't interest you, don't attend. But otherwise, you can get a connection and you can start them. They start in February 17th it starts.
All right, very good. You're going to have to help me with this one. I look at this word and I think of the city in Mexico called Oaxaca, but it's called, the text says, my burgundy oxalis?
Oxalis, mm-hmm.
Oxalis, okay. Had gotten leggy and too tall. Can I just shear it off?
You can just shear it off. It's oxalis. It looks like, it's also called the shamrock plant. So if you can imagine what a shamrock looks like, that's kind of what it looks like. Has three leaves, very beautiful. Some of them are burgundy like this one. But they're all little tiny corms or bulbs under the ground. So that's where they come up. So yes, you can shear it off if it's got tall and leggy. And think maybe it needs a little bit more light if it's getting so leggy. So maybe if you can increase the light a little bit, just a regular light will work. You don't have to, unless you're wanting it to flower, and then you can use the grow blights. Otherwise, just move it to a little bit lighter location, and you should not see it get as tall and leggy. But yeah, you can go ahead and shear that off if you want to.
Okay. Texter says, how many nights of cool weather does it take to set the buds on Christmas cactus?
I don't know offhand. So
okay.
I don't know. So it's usually just at, I usually, when I would do that with my Christmas cactus, when I had a cat that allowed me to have plants in the house, if you just put it outside and then just bring it in before it gets too freezy cold in the fall. So when it's getting about 35, 34 degrees every night, then you can bring it in the house for good. But just that difference between, you know, like 40 and 50 or 60 at night. And I honestly don't know how many hours it has to be below. I think it's just a combination of the light and the coolness that just changes it.
Okay.
Or sets those bulbs.
We talked about dormant seeding earlier in the show. A couple of questions from listeners. How effective is dormant seeding? And do you think you can do it this weekend? Do you think it would work?
You could do it this weekend if your lawn is now bare and there's not snow on there. Hopefully, if we're going to get some snow, I'd probably even wait till you start to get some snow. That will cover the seeds and protect it from birds that are going by and mice and things like that. So you could do it. How effective it is, it depends on how well you prepare the situation, how well you put down the seed, and then what Mother Nature does. I was just looking at the dormant seeding online today on the Extension website. There's a really cool picture on there that I hadn't seen before of where they didn't have good seed-to-soil contact except where the gardener stepped. And you could actually see the step of the gardener. That's the only seed that sprouted because that's where it had good seed-to-soil contact. So that's what you're looking for. So you don't want to sprinkle it on top of the snow. A lot of that will wash away. You want to have seed-to-soil contact if at all possible.
A couple of minutes to go on the show, Teresa. Another text says this, my Meyer lemon is dropping leaves like crazy, not noticing any webs, spider mites or such. Added a grow light. Any other ideas?
Double check to make sure that you haven't overwatered it or underwatered it, that it's not sitting in a draft. So you may want to pull the whole plant out of the pot and see what the roots are doing to make sure the roots haven't gone, haven't been rotted because of too much water. Otherwise, just do keep an eye on it. Look for insects like scale and spider mites and things like that. But the additional light should really help a lot. Good luck with your lemon.
Let's see. Texter asks, will spider plants benefit from fertilizer or is just watering enough?
You know, watering is fine. A little bit of fertilizer once in a while will help. It may even help it flower or to create little new spider plants out there, little pups. go ahead and give it maybe a quarter strength or half strength fertilizer. If it's actively growing, go ahead and fertilize it. If it's not actively growing, just continue the watering that you're doing.
Final question, I think it's a good one. When is the best month to visit the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum? I've never been there.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, November, and December. Those are the best months to visit.
Experience the four seasons.
Experience it. Or the 12 seasons, or the 365 seasons that we have here in Minnesota.
Sometimes in 1 week.
Absolutely. In 1 week, yes.
Yeah. Teresa, thank you so much. I want to wish you a happy new year to you, and I know we'll be talking once again, but thanks for all your help again this morning.
Thank you, Denny. It's a pleasure working with you, and I wish you a very happy new year. Thank you.
Master Gardener Teresa Rooney. Yeah, we'll do another show, of course, next week, a brand new one, a brand new year.